Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. Again, right off the top here, just to remind you, you can support a creator in Fortnite right now when you're in the item shop, whether you're in Battle Royale or Save the World. You could put in a creator's ID, and you could support them, and I am one of the creators you can support. You put in Mike Daddy, and it'll be supporting me from now until all the way till the end of the year on December 31st. Again, I put in Mike Daddy, MMMIKEDADDY, and any help you can give me there, just by putting my name in the item shop there, and then Fortnite is going to pay me for you shopping in the store. Again, I also have an Amazon link that's in the show notes and the show description as well. If you use that link, anything that you shop on Amazon is going to go ahead and Amazon will pay me a little bit of whatever you buy from them as well. So either of those ways that you can help out would be greatly appreciated. Let's move on to the actual game here. I don't know if you guys noticed. I just noticed the map yesterday. I don't know if it changed before that, but I just noticed it yesterday that it says Leaky Lake now instead of Loot Lake. Obviously, there's this still the whirlpool in the middle of the lake, so I guess it's leaking, so it's now called Leaky Lake. So I thought that was pretty neat. And then today, we obviously had the Fall Skirmish, Week 4, and the format that they did for that was big bonus. So the player with the most points at the end of the six matches wins. Victory royales and eliminations will be scored to determine placement at the end of the event. The top 20 players at the end of the competition will be awarded. And so a victory royale was 3 points. Second and third place got 2 points. Fourth through 10th place got a point. And then for eliminations, if you had seven, it was plus 3 points. Five to six eliminations was plus 2 points. And three and four eliminations was 1 point. Now, the big bonus for this big bonus format was if you you would get 7,500 and an additional point for each elimination beyond seven. So say you got, say you ended up with 9 kills, that would give you $15,000 plus 2 extra points towards the tournament that they were having today. So that was pretty awesome setup that they had this week. Let's see here. Let's kind of go over what we had. And so in group one, Boyer XD won for the Dusty Dogs, and he got 37,500. Again, this was EU. And then over on, let's see here, over on group two for the North American players, Tfue won, of course, for the Rift Raiders. And he won a total of $37,500 as well. But what I am excited about is Vivid from Liquid, Poach from Liquid, and then Sen Aspect got second, third, and fourth place. And I'm excited about that because I, as you guys know, I am rooting for the Lucky Llamas. All three of these players are Lucky Llamas. So three of these players were in the top five. And it actually helped the Loot Llamas go up a little bit in the ranks. So we'll kind of go over the club results right now. Right now, Bush Bandits are still in the lead with 2,815 points. The Fort Knights have 2,730 points. The Dusty Dogs have 2,515 points. The Lucky Llamas moving on up, 2,195 points. And then right now in fifth place is the Rift Raiders with 2,090 points. Yeah, definitely go watch this Fall Skirmish event if you get a chance. Again, when you see the pros playing like this, you'll have a chance to learn a lot. And then in this one, I know Myth was shoutcasting here as well, and a lot of people are a big fan of TSM Myth. So, you know, if you're a fan of him, it'd be cool to check it out just to see him shoutcasting the event as well. Let's see here. Since we're talking about Fall Skirmish, this actually, they put a post about this up a couple of days ago. I didn't cover it yet, so let's cover it here. And this is the TwitchCon 2018 Fall Skirmish, and we'll kind of go over some of the details that they're going to have for this. And they made a little blog post, so we'll just go by this. They say, hey there, TwitchCon attendees. The Fall Skirmish at TwitchCon in San Jose, California is just around the corner. There will be two Fortnite competitions held at the show, a duos competition open to players that register online, and a stream invitational event for 50 Fortnite creators and 50 randomly selected TwitchCon attendees. So if you're interested in competing in the open event and have a TwitchCon badge, fill out your survey here. They have a link in the little blog post here that you click on, so you can go fill out the survey. And then they say, here are all the details you need to know about the event. So format stage one is heats. So in stage one heats, duo teams with the most points at the end of the four matches will be declared the winner. Victory royales and eliminations will be scored to determine placement at the placement each heat. The top 12 teams from each heat will advance to Stage 2, the Grand Finals. Two additional wildcard teams will move on to make a total of 50 duo teams. So the big bonus they're doing the big bonus style. So a Victory Royale is 3 points, second and third is 2 points, fourth and fifth place are 1 point. And then for this one, because it's duos, you need to get 8 or more eliminations for a plus 3 points, 6 to 7 eliminations for plus 2 points, and 4 and 5 eliminations for 1 point. And then a big bonus, so anything after 8 eliminations will get you additional point. Then let's see here. Scores for teams which place 13th in each heat will be compared against one another to determine which teams advance to Stage 2, the Grand Finals. And for Stage 2, the Grand Finals, the duos team with the most points at the end of 6 matches will be declared the winner. Victory royales and eliminations will be scored to determine placement at the end of the event. And then again, the same setup here for points. And then but when you're in the Grand Finals, Victory Royales per match is going to be $50,000 bonus during the TwitchCon Finals. So, again, there'll be 6 matches total. And then, you know, obviously you're splitting the prize with a partner because it's duos. But each Victory Royale is a $50,000 prize bonus. Plus, you know, if you place higher than whatever prize you get on top of that. Let's see here. And then, so the most eliminations total will also get a 50,000 prize bonus during the TwitchCon Finals. And then here's a breakdown of the prizes total. Again, everybody is going to get at least a little bit. As long as you make it to the Grand Finals stage, you are going to come away with a little bit of a purse. At the conclusion of the Fall Skirmish Grand Finals, the top duos will be awarded based on the following prize table. First place, and again, remember you're splitting this because it's a duos, but first place gets $400,000 total, second place $255,000, third place $165,000, fourth $90,000, fifth $52,500, sixth place is $30,000, seventh place is $27,500, eighth place is $27,500, ninth and 10th place get $22,500 each, and 11th through 50th place are all going to get $10,000. So that is pretty amazing. Let's see here. And then they are going to do the stream invitational. And let's see here. For stream invitational, what do they say here? So first place, so this is game 1 and 2 prize. First place gets $30,000, second place gets $22,750, third is $18,750, fourth is $16,500, fifth place is $12,500, sixth is $9,250, seventh is $7,250, eighth is $5,250, ninth is $4,250, tenth is $3,000, 11th through 15th is $2,000. 16th through 20th is $1,500, and 21st through 100th is $750. And then there will be a $10,000 prize bonus for most eliminations per game. And let's see here. So that's just game 1 and 2 prize. There's actually, so game 3 is different. So that's for game 1 and game 2, what we just ran over. And then game three. Sorry, just now realizing that this is for each game. I didn't realize that before, but so then in game three, you actually get it's a higher purse. First place is going to get 65,000, second place, 44,000. Let's see here. Third place, 29,000, fourth place, 16,500, fifth place, 11,000, sixth is 8,500, seventh is 7,000, eighth is 7,000, ninth and tenth are both 4,000, and 11th through 50th are 2,000, and then a 20,000 prize dollar bonus for most eliminations in game. And then let's see here, to register for this, you have to fill out the survey. This survey will help us verify that you'll be willing or that you will be attending TwitchCon. Once qualified, a registration link will be sent to those players that first complete the survey in order that they were received. Once you receive your registration link, interested duos must also complete the following in order to complete registration. Provide you and your duo partner's Epic ID and Twitch credentials. Be 16 or older at the time of the event. Agree to the Fall Skirmish event rules and code of conduct. Use the on-site peripherals, mic, keyboard, controllers provided. Present a valid ID and TwitchCon badge at check-in. And then please note that if you or your duo partner do not have a verified TwitchCon badge, your registration will be forfeited. And then here's some of the gear they're going to be using. We'll just kind of go over the peripherals. That way you know what you'll be using if you are going to TwitchCon and you're going to apply to be in the tournament. So they have Logitech G Pro wired mouse and Logitech G Pro keyboards. They have standard Xbox One and PS4 controllers. You can also use the Xbox Elite controllers and the SCUF PS4 and Xbox controllers. They didn't make that... if you were able to use that in the Summer Skirmish, they didn't make that aware, but they specifically say here that you can use Xbox Elite controllers and SCUF PS4 and Xbox controllers as well. So Astro A40 headsets, and they have the Alienware monitors. And then everything is going to be locked in at 1920 by 1080 resolution. Let's see here. That's pretty much it, guys, for that. So that is really exciting. They're giving away big, big, big prizes at TwitchCon for that event. So that is really fun. Let's see here. Let's kind of get back into the gameplay, what's going on this week. We'll go ahead and go over the challenges today. We'll just go real simple since the other stuff was long. The first one is hit somebody with a tomato from 15 meters away. This is actually really easy to do, and you can do this with duos or squads because you can actually hit one of your partners. You can hit anybody with this, so you don't actually have to go get in a game and try to hit an enemy. You can actually hit just one of your teammates, so you can drop in a squad together and then all just throw tomatoes at each other until you hit them and get that 15 meters. Yesterday I was playing with Emperor God, and the first throw I backed up a far way from him and then threw the tomato, and it was 14 meters, so it wasn't quite enough, so I had to back up a little bit more to get that 15 meters. But you can just throw it at a teammate and it will accomplish that weekly challenge for you. Let's go over what's in the item shop today. So over in the item shop, we still have the Plague, Scourge, Skull Trooper, and Skull Ranger outfits. You get the Crypt Cruiser glider in there still, the Skull Sickle Harvesting Tool, the Lamplight glider, and the Herald's Wand Harvesting Tool. Over in the daily items, you have the Disco Fever emote, the Harpoon Axe Harvesting Tool, the Scout outfit, and the new emote, which is the Behold emote. I like this one, and it's only 200 V-Bucks. I'm not sure what I would use for. I think it would be good, it'd be a really good one to use for making like silly videos. If you are a content creator yourself or want to create content, there could be some funny things that you could do with this emote. Let's see here. Let's go into a tip of the day now. And actually, speaking of Emperor God, who I mentioned I played with yesterday, he had mentioned that he had been trying to get better with shotguns. And I got a couple tips for you guys to get better with shotguns. And the first one I'll go over today is scope versus no scope shotgun, and when to do these. So basically, when you scope in, that is going to lower the bloom of your shotgun shells, so you'll have a more accurate shot and more of your pellets will hit your opponent. But it does limit your mobility and how well you can move. So when you scope, you want to make sure that you have the advantage on an opponent. You know, especially if you are, we have talked about the right-hand camera in the past that you have in Fortnite. So if you are peeking around the right-hand side of something, that is a good spot to scope. That way you can really get that aim dialed in with somebody coming around the corner, if you're hiding behind a door, or if you even are just, you know, on your ramp and you're going around and you're aiming around the right-hand side when somebody's trying to come around. Let's see here. A time to not scope and, you know, obviously no scope is when you are in a close quarter trading battle where you and your opponent are trading shotgun blasts at each other back and forth. And this is better to do no scope again, because you will have better mobility if you don't scope in while you're trying to shoot your shotgun shot. You kind of have to get used to the feel of doing the no scope because you're not scoping in, so your aim, your camera moves around a lot freer and a lot faster, so you just kind of have to get used to that. But it is something to practice, and it will definitely, it'll help you move around easier to make yourself a harder target to hit for your opponent when you are going in these close quarter combat battles, especially when your opponent also has a shotgun that they're trying to shoot you with. All right, that is the episode for today, guys. So go ahead and go join the Discord. Come hang out with us over there. Follow me over on Twitch. Go ahead and subscribe over on my YouTube channel. Let's see here. And I'm working on putting a Facebook page together for the community. I'm going to put the link in there. In this show notes now, it should just be fb.me/MikeDaddy, I haven't got it published yet, but it should be published shortly. So if you want to go follow a Facebook page, that's where you can go do that. And then, of course, to support the show, you can also just rate, review, and subscribe to the show over on Apple, iTunes, and podcasts. If you leave a 5-star rating and written review, you're going to get a shout out here on the show, just like we are about to give to Hi, My Name Is LOLOLOL. The title is Skull Trooper with a 5-star rating, and it says, "Oh, I love the Skull Trooper. It's one of the coolest outfits in the game, and I think everybody who got this outfit is really cool." And then he says, "Also, I love the podcast." Hi, my name is LOLOL. LOLOL is going to know that is not exactly what they wrote in here. But, you know, they gave a 5-star rating and a written review, which I'm appreciative of. But it's a little bit mean-spirited, the first part that they wrote. So I edited that for them because we're about having a positive community here. But thank you anyway for that 5-star rating and written review. Let's see here. That is going to be the end of the episode, guys. So until the next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.